From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, August 30th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Katie Kosajanski is reporting in the Daily Mail that Crossroads Brewing Company is looking for grant funding to help its expansion into Catskill. At a meeting last week, the Catskill Village Board voted to support the brewery's bid for a $322,000 community development block grant from the state of New York. Catskill Village trustee Jim Chewin said, and I quote, "This is a no-brainer for us. The business is looking to bring its canning and brewing operations to Catskill. They are looking to use the money to assist with the purchase of new equipment for their move," end quote. Crossroads purchased Columbia Green Media's former printer building located on Water Street. The award-winning brewery's second location will be sited adjacent to the Black Bridge, part of the Catskill Creek walking loop. The Athens Brewery will remain open, co-owner Ken Landon said. The hope is the Catskill location will allow the company to expand its beer distribution statewide. A public hearing on the Community Development Block Grant proposal will be held September the 14th. Editor's note, Landon is an active WGXC programmer. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting in the Columbia paper that the region could face shortages of EMS providers and firefighters, according to information presented to the Columbia County Board of Supervisors Public Safety Committee this month. P.J. Keeler, the county EMS coordinator, reported the service already has problems finding paramedics and EMTs. Demand for them is growing in the region, he said. Keeler suggested reasons for the shortage include both pay scale and the job's increasing physical, technical, and ethical demands. He said, and I quote, "The demands are so great that after a certain point, people physically are unable to do it," end quote. Paramedic and EMT duties have also increased. Keeler said, and I quote, "Things you couldn't do years ago are now expected," end quote. To alleviate the shortage, he would like to see more promotion in high school of emergency medical service as a career. And Keeler said he would like a more consistent EMS policy countywide. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Roger Hanneken Gilson is reporting in the Register Star that a brush fire burned approximately 1 acre of land on Lockwood Road in Hillsdale on Monday, August the 29th. A nearby house was not touched. Carryville Fire Chief William Baker said the structure was never in any real danger. Baker said the department was dispatched just before 1 p.m. and the fire was out less than 30 minutes later. No one was injured in the incident, which remained under investigation as of late Monday afternoon. August is late in the season for brush fires. Most brush fires happen from mid-March through mid-May, according to the National Weather Service in Albany. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Casey Seeler is reporting at Capital Confidential that the State Department of Environmental Conservation on Monday, August 29th, declared the municipal landfills in Hoosick Falls, Petersburg, and Berlin to be potential state Superfund sites. The DEC said in a statement released Monday afternoon, and I quote, "Preliminary investigations indicate that the sites may contain perfluorooctanoic acid, or PFOA, which New York State listed as a hazardous substance on January 27, 2016, making these sites eligible for potential placement on the state Superfund site registry," end quote. The agency said further investigation will determine if PFOA was disposed of in the landfills and whether any resulting contamination poses, and I quote, "a significant threat to public health or the environment," end quote. The state declared the St. Gobain Performance Plastics site in Hoosick Falls to be a Superfund site in January, immediately after declaring PFOA to be a regulated substance. Seeler reports the DEC insisted there is no connection between the timing of its announcement and the legislative hearing scheduled to begin on Tuesday. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Greg Hudson is reporting in the Daily Mail that bridges in Durham, Leeds, and Windham will undergo repairs this month. Work is being done by the Greene County Highway Department. Repairs will close or alter traffic patterns on the bridge for 4 to 5 weeks. The bridges are located on Route 23B in Leeds. A historic structure also known as the Stone Bridge on County Route 27 in Durham and on County Route 65 in Windham. Work will be done on the roadbed, bridge railing, and support bearings for each span. Green County Highway Superintendent Robert Van Valkenburg said the cost of these three projects is an estimated $2.5 million, with state and federal funding paying 95% of the cost. While work is being done, the bridge may be closed to traffic in one or both directions. Van Valkenburg said, and I quote, "The project should take 4 or 5 weeks, and there may be some traffic issues to go with it, but the end product will be better bridges for Greene County," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. CBS is reporting, for the first time since 1964, New York has won the Little League World Series. The team from Indwell, Broome County won the title game 2-1 over the team from Seoul, South Korea in Williamsport, Pennsylvania on Sunday, August 28. South Korea was looking to capture its second title in 3 years. Connor Rush told his hometown paper, the Binghamton Press and Sun Bulletin, and I quote, "It was all of our last years in Little League, so it's just awesome to know we all came together and we're the best team in the world," end quote. Rush's single in the fourth inning scored the game's first run. New York beat the team from Goddardsville, Tennessee for the U.S. championship on Saturday. South Korea beat the team from Panama to win the international championship. The last New York team to win the Little League World Series was a club from Staten Island 52 years ago. You can read that full story at CBSSports.com. Scott Waldman is reporting at Politico New York that the state Senate on Tuesday, August 30th, will hold the first of 3 legislative hearings on the Hoosick Falls water crisis and statewide water quality issues. The hearing Tuesday will be chaired by State Senator Kathy Marchione and held at the Hoosick Falls High School. Marchione delayed calling the hearings until after the Assembly and members of Congress said they were necessary. On October the 7th, State Assembly and Senate will hold a joint hearing in Albany on water quality issues. And on September the 12th, the Assembly will hold a water quality hearing on Long Island. Hundreds of Hoosick Falls residents have been found to have elevated levels of PFOA in their bloodstream. The chemical was used for years by local factories and made its way into the local water supply. Among the questions expected to be asked during the hearings, why did it take so long for local, state, and federal regulators to sound the public alarm? What will Saint-Gobain and Honeywell be expected to pay for? And why is there no biomonitoring program in place for the impacted communities? You can read that full story at Politico New York. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting patchy fog before 9 a.m. today. Otherwise, it will be sunny with a high near 79 degrees. For Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 60. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 4 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 86 degrees. Wednesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m. Then showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm between 8 p.m. and 2 a.m. Then a chance of showers after 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 64. And on Thursday, a chance of showers mainly before 2 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 78 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 57. Sunrise today was at 6:20 a.m. and the sun will set at 7:31 p.m., providing us with 13 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, about 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 30th day of August, 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.